This week, the prayer of the church confesses that he is our protector, that only as we trust in him are we able to do that which is good. We also pray that he protects us from everything that will take us from faith in Christ Jesus. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply your mercy on us that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Much to the dismay of the Pharisees, the religious leaders at the time of Christ, Jesus not only spoke with the tax collectors and sinners, but even ate with them. As ones who took pride in their moral behavior, the Pharisees were not pleased. So Jesus told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together the friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. The church is not for the self-righteous, but for those who confess they have sinned against God and neighbor. The church is for the lost sheep who strays from the truth. The church is for the redeemed sinners who long for God's divine protection. May our Lord grant us peace as we have faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.